Hi, welcome to the Human Project for Kids podcast, the show where we think about your big questions about what we are, who God is, and how we are meant to live. Are you ready? Let's get thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to episode 2 of our new season of the Human Project for Kids podcast. We are so excited to introduce you to our new guest that we have and to keep thinking about our questions this season. I am Rachel. I'm here with my friend Reese.
I'm still her friend, and I'm still Reese.
And we have two new guests in the studio today. Girls, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome here. Can you start by telling us your names and how old you are?
I'm Savannah, and I'm 8 years old.
Hi, I'm Alice, and I'm 7.5 years old.
7.5. Is that like in dog years or in human years?
Well, welcome here, girls. We are so excited to do some thinking with you today. And we wanted to start by asking you, what is something that you are very talented at?
I'm talented at asking questions.
That is true. She's very good at that. Yeah.
Reading too. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that like sometimes that's where your questions come from? That you like read something and then as you're reading and thinking about it, then you get a question. Do you think that's kind of how it works?
I don't know. Probably just pops up in my brain somehow.
Pops up in her brain. That's interesting. How about you, Savannah? What are you great at?
I'm good at singing and doing art.
Oh, very nice. Do you do art while you're singing?
No.
No? You should try that sometime.
I sing while I clean the playroom or something like that.
Oh, I bet that makes the cleaning a little easier, doesn't it? What's a song you like to sing?
I like to sing Pentatonix songs. They're my favorite band.
Oh, is that like Christmas? Like Christmas Pentatonix?
Yeah.
How do you, but since there's 5 people singing those parts, do you sing all of those parts?
I just sing a different part every time.
That sounds Pentatonix?
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean again?
That's the name of the band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's 5. Like, penta means 5, and tonics means something you drink. I don't know. I don't know why they call themselves that, but they're a really good band. I like it. They do a lot of Christmas stuff. That's cool. So you ask questions, right? You like asking questions, Alice, and you, Savannah, like to dance.
No, not dancing?
Singing
and art.
Singing and art. That's right.
And it sounds like after today, you are going to have a new talent of being podcasters.
Yes.
Maybe we're going to spark something here. I didn't know that I could be a podcaster before I started.
You're really good at it, too. That could be one of your skills. What would you, Miss Rachel, what are your skills? What's your best thing?
Good question. Well, I am a teacher, so I think probably that one of my best skills is teaching and working with my students.
That's a good thing. I think it would be interesting if you were a teacher, but you were bad at teaching. I'm glad that you're good at teaching.
My poor students.
That'd be horrible.
Hi, class. Here's some information for you.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Reese, what's something that you're talented at?
Oh, so many things I could make up right now. But I would say the main thing that I'm good at, I actually really like drawing. And I have my own comic book series and I draw that. And I also sometimes I draw people. So they'll send me a picture of them and I will draw them as whatever superhero or Jedi Knight or dwarf or elf or normal person they want to be. And I really, really enjoy that.
Yeah. He's really good at drawing.
Oh, why, Alice, thank you for that compliment.
So I love that we are able to have this conversation about things that we're talented at. And I love how we can even point out things that we think other people are really good at. But all of those things that we've been talking about are really different. And that's what we want to talk a lot about on this episode is the things that make us different. And if those things are good or bad or what we should think about the differences we have. And so we want to start by thinking, we're going to use an example of the circus. As some of our listeners might know, and I think you girls know.
It's from When I'm at Worf, the book.
Exactly.
Of course. I like that Madeline.
I love it. So maybe instead of me talking about it, you girls could talk about the book. So could you tell me maybe who Madeline is?
She was born in like India and then she had this like thing, I forget what it's called, but she... And she couldn't stand up. She had to have help to, stand up. And she had her elephant named Dudley to help her stand up.
Exactly. So Madeline is actually a little girl. She was born in India, and she has cerebral palsy, which is what makes it... Did you remember that?
No.
Makes it difficult for her to control her muscles. And what happens in the story with Madeline?
She gets adopted by some people. But what makes her different from her family is that, well, in the circus, she keeps on trying each job in the circus, and she doesn't know what job she's fit for. So then she was gone, and everyone stopped what they were doing, and then they went looking for her. Her dad found her, asked her why she's crying, and then...
So let's jump backwards a little bit. You were saying that Matlin was trying to find a job in the circus, and all of her family has a job. So somebody is a lion tamer and somebody walks on the trapeze. If you were going to be in the circus, what job would you like to have?
That's a hard one.
Tame the lion. I love animals.
I think that you'd have to get good at that really fast.
I feel like hugging a bear right now.
You feel like hugging a bear?
What?
If the bear hugs you back, it could be like in an eat you kind of way. So I think you'd have to get pretty good at like taming the animals really quickly.
I just love animals. They're so adorable.
So you'd be a lion tamer.
Well. Yeah.
And what part would you do, Alice? What do you think?
Once you get to know the lion, you wouldn't say they're cute anymore. You'd say, I don't want to tame the lion anymore.
So what job would you do, Alice?
I don't know. I used to go to acrobat class, so I think I'd be a really good acrobat.
That's fantastic. I would like to be the guy that sells the peanuts, because like I can shout the word peanuts. I can actually shout many words very loudly, but peanuts is one of the words I can shout very loudly. And I think if you're going to sell peanuts, you want to be loud enough that people can hear you.
So
I would go with that. And I'd be like,
very
salted peanuts. Yeah, salted, because you can't go and not have the peanuts.
Whoa.
And then there'd be that kid who's like, I can't have peanuts. And he's crying. And I'm like, I have popcorn for you, young man. And he'd be so happy. And I'd be like his hero. And someday he'd write a book about me. And they'd make a movie.
Second.
And I'd get like a really like good looking celebrity to play me.
Oh, please.
Oh, no. This could happen. This could all happen. But anyway, I would say peanuts. I want to be the guy that sells peanuts. How about you, Mr. Rachel?
I have a big dream about getting to wear like a stage manager headset and a microphone, and I would want to be the person behind the curtain that says, okay, you're on, go, turn on the lights. Mostly because I really like bossing people around, and I feel like I would get to do that a lot in that job.
That'd be important, you know, because if there wasn't somebody saying, you know, now you go on, you know, now it's your turn. I mean, if everybody went on at the same time, that'd be chaos. That wouldn't work at all.
So we all have these different dreams of things that we would want to do if we were in the circus. Imagine for a second if we went to a circus and there was nobody selling peanuts and there was nobody selling tickets.
No, no.
And there was nobody backstage telling anybody what to do. Mm. There was no lion. There was just lion tamers. Everybody had the same job. What kind of circus would that be?
An empty one.
An empty
That's
one?
That's right, yeah. Empty, boring.
Not a very good one, right?
A closed
well,
circus.
Sad circus.
A sad circus.
And so we want to go back to thinking about Matlin, right? Do you remember in the story she tries out all these different things and she's not good at the same things her family is good at, actually ends up being a good thing, because if they were all lion tamers or all trapeze artists, like we said, that would be a sad, boring circus. So the fact that she is different is actually something that we should celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, when we're not good at the things that other people are good at, we start to feel like Matlin did in the story, and we get upset and frustrated, and we feel like we are worthless.
Mm-hmm. I have a connection to that.
Awesome. Yeah.
So my dad was at work, and he couldn't help me with my Lego. And I tried the Lego, and it was so hard, and I kept on crying. I was like, oh, where is Daddy?
Mm.
Sometimes that happens to me, too. I get so frustrated that I'm like today at my math test at home, I was like, Mom, come on, come and help me. And I was like so frustrated. I just couldn't concentrate. But when you know how to do it, it's okay.
Yeah, when things don't work, it's a big deal. And it makes us feel really, really sad inside.
And then we can sometimes start to feel like Matlin did, and we can think, I'm worthless, right? I can't do this, and so then I feel worthless.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Matlin learned, and we know that the Bible tells us in Genesis 1:27 that we were all created in the image of God and that we are all valuable. And that's before we learned how to talk or walk. When you were born, you had value. So we need to think a little bit about these words, because they're pretty big words, value and worth. We use them all the time. But what do we mean when we say that we are valuable? So I actually have a friend who comes along to help us with what words mean. Would you like to meet him?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Here he comes.
Greetings, Lady Rachel and little ladies. I am Sir Know-It-All III, and I am here to answer your most quizzical of queries. Now, you are asking about two words that have very similar meanings, but an important difference. The word value means the importance or usefulness that someone assigns to something. Different people may assign different value to the same thing. One person values pizza because it is their favorite food, but the other ice cream lover thinks it has less value. The value can change depending on who you ask. Now, the word worth means deserving to be treated or thought of a certain way. So worth is how you really should be treated, what you deserve. People may have opinions about worth, but worth is actually set and unchangeable. Because God made you, you are worthy of love and respect. And nobody's opinion can change that. Now, remember how value changes depending on who you ask? Well, God's value of something never changes. Why? Because he sets our worth. So to God, our value and worth are the same thing. I believe this answers your question, Lady Rachel.
Thank you so much, Sir Know-It-All.
Very good. Cheerio. Bye, girls. Bye.
Bye. Ta-ta.
So let's unpack that a little bit. Sir Know-It-All was saying that something's value can change. And we see that with like price tags. So think of a brand new toy that's just come out.
Ooh.
Maybe something from like Frozen 2.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of that.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And when
Anna doll.
Like an Anna doll. Okay. So an Anna doll wearing the new beautiful outfit from Frozen 2 right now is probably pretty expensive because it's new and exciting.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, they make more Anna dolls. They make more Elsa dolls. More people have them. The price tends to go down. So the value of that Anna doll has changed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I never knew that.
Something like a set of the castle and Elsa, and you can actually make a new video. That'd be pretty cool. They'd be selling it for like thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then as it gets less exciting or less new, it becomes cheaper, right? Or they put it on sale. Price tags work on things in a store, but they would never work on people because things can have their value change. But our value was set by God. And because God doesn't change, our value doesn't change.
At all.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Even if we never grow up to be trapeze artists.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we've done a lot of thinking. We've so far talked about things that we're talented at. We've talked about the idea that we're all talented at different things. And we've talked about that we are valuable just because of who we are, not because we're good at something or bad at something. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my brain is starting to hurt a little bit because that was a lot of thinking. So let's take a quick riddle break.
Riddle break.
And come back
riddle
for some
break.
More thinking.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo hoo.
Boo hoo hoo.
Don't cry, it's only me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What did the astronaut say to the other?
What did the astronaut say to the other? I don't know, what?
Hey, give me some space.
Oh, that is nice.
Why do fish live in salt water?
Oh, I know.
Why do fish live in salt water?
Because they have to go to the bank?
No. Because pepper makes them sneeze.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, salt and pepper.
Oh, that's good.
There's one story house and all of it is pink. The cat's pink, the clothes are pink, the humans are pink, the couch is pink. What color are the stairs?
The stairs, I'm guessing, would be non-existent because it's a one-story house.
Wait.
It's a one-story house.
Okay, so now we are back from our riddle break. Let's keep thinking about this idea that we are all valuable. So God says we all have value. We are all the same in that part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So if we all have the same value given to us by God, why are we so different and have all of these different gifts and abilities?
God made them.
God made them.
Jinx.
And God made us with those different gifts and abilities, right?
Yes.
So it must be on purpose then.
Right.
Because God doesn't make mistakes. So if he made us and we have worth because of that and we are different, then the differences have a reason.
Well, we are made in the image of God. The Bible says that, but not like we look like God. We are made like God. We're meant to love people. We're meant to share. We're meant to comfort people. That kind of stuff.
That's a really good point. That is something that all people have in common. But what about the stuff that's different?
So there's a part of the Bible in 1 Corinthians where Paul is writing a letter to a church and they're kind of wondering the same question.
Oh, I know this one.
Do you know this one?
Okay.
I'll start and you jump in if you remember, okay? So Paul explains in his letter that everybody is different and that's a good thing because it's kind of like your body, right? Your body has all of these different parts. You have hands and eyes and a nose and feet. And if your whole body was just a nose, you would be a great detective because you could like follow smells anywhere. But you wouldn't be able to see or hug people or walk anywhere. Crazy, right?
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah. And so Paul explains that people are like that. We all have different parts and we're connected. And that is the way that God designed our world to work best.
So we're not just different. We're different so that we can work together doing different things together, like a job that has different parts.
That's so true.
So true. So let's go back to our example of the circus. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's imagine we're going to see the circus. What are some of the different jobs that people have at a circus that makes it all work together?
Well, the trapezers and the lion tamers and mostly the clowns.
When you asked this question, Miss Rachel, I thought about, first of all, the really strong people that have to like put up the tent at the beginning. And like they have really strong muscles. And there's probably somebody that's really smart that says where things get put up. And there's someone that like thought about it and someone designed it. You know, there's people who were really good with art and they made the signs. And so all those people are different. But they're all working together to put the circus up. That's even before the show starts. All these different people doing different jobs, and they all have to do the part they're good at. And then they make one big, beautiful circus, and then we can come in and we're sitting there, and then like the show's ready to start.
There's also months of work that goes into a circus before the show. We've got like coaches who are working with the athletes to train them, right? We also have people who are choosing the music to play during the show. There's people that are really good at organizing things who can figure out where the people in the audience are going to sit and how many people it is safe to have in the tent and thinking about how to get people in and out safely. Okay, so just like our body is made up of different parts that all work together really well, or a circus has all different jobs that come together, different parts, different people, and when everyone does their job well, it creates something beautiful.
It creates a circus, and I've been to one, and then there was this funny part that the people on the motorcycle up high forgot their pants. Like, circuses are awesome when everyone does their part, especially the two people driving in a small cage with the person inside, like with the motorcycles going around.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I've seen that. Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine if one of those people made a mistake?
Oh, ouch.
Because it wouldn't just affect them. It would affect the other person, too.
Like, yeah,
that's
like
a part of being different.
They die, the whole thing in there, and then it'd be...
So they have to work together really well from their differences. They do their different things really well.
They would be like, break!
And so it's actually a really good thing that we have all been designed with these differences, right? We're all talented and good at different things.
That is so true.
And our world works best when we all do the thing that God designed us to do. So we know that we are all valuable, right? No matter what job we have, no matter what talent we have.
That's right.
God thinks we are all valuable.
Right.
But we have these differences that make us awesome, and that make us unique and allow us to work together to create beautiful things. Okay, so this leads us to a really important question. Are all differences good, or are there some differences that are bad? Are there some ways that God wants us to be all the same, but we're trying to be different? And people disagree about this. And I wonder, is this something that the Bible gives us an answer to? So we need to go back to our thinking from the last episode and wonder, is this a gold nugget question that has a solid, unchangeable answer? Or is this more of a wiggly worm question? Thankfully, we know someone who is an expert in telling the difference between gold nuggets and worms.
Howdy there, Miss Rachel. Thanks for inviting me into this nice, clean studio. And howdy, girls. I'm Old Man Hobbs, Hobbs' servant. And Miss Rachel calls me in every once in a while because of my expertise in picking out gold nuggets and wiggly worms. Now, what do you have for me to look at today there, Miss Rachel?
Well, Old Man Hobbs, we're wondering if all the differences people have are good differences or if some of them are bad.
So, now, let's see. Now, this is a good question. Are all differences good? Well, the Bible tells us in Genesis 1:31 that after God made the whole world and all the fish and animals, God looked at everything he had made and it was very good. This means that all the differences God designed are good. Creation differences. But just a few chapters later, in Genesis 6, verse 5, after people had chosen to walk away and sin and leave God, it says, "The Lord saw that human beings on the earth were very wicked, and he also saw that their thoughts were only about evil all the time." This means that people were saying and doing and being different from how they were designed, and those differences were bad. Those are deviation differences. Creation differences are good, and deviation differences are bad. And this is why all of us who want to follow God, we have to listen to what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 6:21. It says, "Test everything, keep what is good, and stay away from everything that is evil."
So the question of whether all differences are good is a gold nugget question.
That's right. The Bible tells us there's only one answer. Creation differences are good, and deviation differences are bad. So, sorry to all the people who have different opinions about this, but there is no way this is a wiggly worm question. There's gold in this here question. Now, I need to get back to my own prospecting. Thanks for having me again, Miss Rachel. Goodbye, girls.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, so Old Man Hobbs showed us that asking about our differences is a gold nugget question. It's something that has a solid answer that we want to know. And what he showed us is that God created us with the same value, but certain things that are different about us. And our life is best lived when we use those differences for the purpose God made us for. But when we sin and we use our differences to not follow God, that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of those things that are maybe where differences become bad is when we compare ourselves to other people and we say, well, because I'm not an excellent artist like Reese is, I'm not as valuable. Is that truth or lie?
Lie.
False.
Lie, right?
A false lie.
Yeah, and we need to be able to distinguish that, right?
Yeah.
And to know that I'm not a great artist. Reese is a great artist, and he is able to serve God by being a great artist.
But you're able to serve God by being a great teacher.
Exactly. And the world doesn't need everybody to be artists or everybody to be teachers or everybody to be even pastors or authors, but the world needs everybody to follow God's plan and to use our differences to build his kingdom.
I never knew that.
So the way we act about our differences could be good or bad. Like we can be thankful for the way that God made us different, or we could be, you know, very jealous and that would be bad. But there's also differences that are absolutely bad because we're all supposed to be the same. Like, for example, a person that tells the truth and a person that lies, that's a difference, but that's not an okay difference. We are all supposed to tell the truth. Mm. So sometimes when people talk about differences, they're like, oh, all differences are good. And you're the way you are and I'm the way I am. But there's some ways we're all supposed to be the same. We're all supposed to be kind. We're all supposed to tell the truth. We're all supposed to love and respect each other. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's difference was being mean or disrespectful, well, that's not an okay difference.
Nope, not at all.
So sometimes people use their differences as an excuse for their bad behavior.
Yeah. Mm.
So somebody might say, maybe they hit you because they were angry. And they said, well, it made me happy and I'm different, so it should be okay.
Yeah, or it's just who I am. It's just the way that I am.
Right. It's wrong. It's just how I am. Or what if one of my students said, well, Miss McKenzie, I just am not a good listener, so that's why I interrupt you all the time.
No, that wouldn't be okay.
Would that be okay?
No.
Can you imagine if all the kids in the world said to their parents, look, I'm just disobedient. It's who I am. I can't obey you. Yeah, I don't think the parents of the world are all nodding to that. There's no way. They're going to have to grow out of that. That's a difference that's going to have to change.
That's pretty true.
And we all have to grow and change.
Right. And we were all created by God and loved by God, but we also have this problem of sin, which means that we, in the way that we think and the way that we act, we are not loving God. And so our differences shine the best and in the best way when we are trying to love God and love other people with our differences.
That's how we're designed. That's how we're supposed to be.
Right. And if we're using the things that we are good at to hurt other people or to hurt God, that is not his design.
Not how
that is that's so why, not okay.
That's why we use that word deviation. Like creation is how God wants things to be, and deviation means anything but. It means to do the opposite or something different from what God wants.
And we can do our best to love God and love other people here on this earth. But I so look forward to the day where we will live in a world when Jesus comes back and we get to see creation the way it was designed to be. So we've kind of talked a little bit about how Reese is an artist and he creates comic books. And that is one of the ways that he serves God.
According to Alice, I'm pretty good.
And we've also
rock and roll.
You were getting really giving him that compliment, aren't you?
It was a good compliment. That was good.
Okay. I feel like he doesn't get enough of them. And we've talked a little bit about how I am a teacher and I use those skills to teach children about God. And that is a way that I serve other people. So let's imagine for a second, you girls talked about your talents being asking questions and reading. And Savannah, you talked about singing.
And cleaning.
No.
Her talent is cleaning.
Cleaning.
No.
I'm pretty sure we have that here on the podcast.
Singing.
It's official.
Singing and drawing.
Singing, drawing, cleaning, all the three basics.
So if those are the differences that God created you with, he probably has a really great plan for you to use those differences. Mm. So let's imagine for a second, how could you use those talents to love God or love other people right now?
I don't know, being kind or like we did like this in my school. We had a song and we did kindness things because our song was like a kind song and for the Christmas concert. So it would be like baking cookies for someone or giving someone flowers and being kind to them or helping someone up the slide.
I can ask questions and I don't know how, but maybe I can try and answer them from the Bible according kind of thing, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you keep asking those questions and you keep reading more and learning more about God. And as you share that journey with other people, you can show other people the answers to those questions that you're finding.
Yeah. I think that's what I might do. I may be a missionary or a doctor.
You know, it's interesting because sometimes one gift or difference will then lead to one differently. Like I bet Miss Rachel, when she was a little girl, I bet she liked to read and study and ask questions too. So sometimes you start off with something and then it becomes something later. And Savannah, I was a lot like you. I like artistic things and I like drawing and singing and doing all those things. And I get to use that with people all the time. sometimes I get to draw people. So I know how to draw, and then I get to draw people, and I'll sit and I'll talk with them, and they'll tell me all about themselves, because, you know, they have to sit there and hold still when I'm drawing
their
face.
That's what I did. That's what I did with my cousins. So I grabbed out her notebook. I was at her house, and then I grabbed the pencil, and I was like, stay still. And she was like, okay.
Oh, that's fantastic. So one of the things that I found, and you can do this too, is that while I'm drawing someone, I ask them questions, and I really listen to them. And you know what? That is a kindness, because people, they want other people to be interested in them and to listen to them. So the drawing was the difference, but the thing that I got to do was something that everyone gets to do, and that's be kind and to listen. So the difference connected to something that all stays the same. And it's the same thing with all your gifts. No matter how you use your gifts, if you do it with kindness and you include other people and you love on other people, it will help them.
So we all have these differences, and we've talked a lot about working together. And I want to chat quickly about not only wondering what you can do, but who you need to work with to create something beautiful like we've been talking about.
Jesus.
So, well, Jesus, obviously, yes, always, right? We need his help and his guiding and his wisdom. Mm-hmm. But we also need other people. So me and Reese are a great example.
Yep.
I'm a little more organized, I may say. Okay.
I can't spell organized.
I am a teacher, right? And I talk with kids all day long. And Reese is super creative and really good at the voices.
I like that part.
And he's a pastor.
That's right.
And I could not do those voices at all.
I would like to see you try sometime. I bet you would do just fine.
Hello, kids. But
you make a really good point. See, if we had the same abilities, I mean, that wouldn't work very well at all. So it's a good thing that we're different, and then that we share and we go back and forth and we listen to each other and we're working together. If we kept cutting each other off, that wouldn't work. That'd be like competitive. Like, you know, when one of us is trying to win, instead we want to cooperate and we want to work together because we're both trying to follow God.
And this can be really challenging because if you think about the people that you are friends with, they probably like the same things that you do, mm-hmm. and they might be good at the same things that you do. And it can be challenging to find friends or to make friends with people who are really different than you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so important because if me and Reese hadn't become friends, this podcast might not be happening for you to listen to.
That's right. Being different was a good thing.
Well, me and my friend Sarah, we call each other twin friends because we kind of like the same things. We kind of look alike. We really like each other. So that's why we're twin friends. And me and Savannah like each other because
we're besties.
Yeah. And she gave me a necklace once, but I lost it.
I lost mine other part. It's a necklace that said best friends.
So you both lost your best friend necklaces?
That's why we were besties. Yeah.
But you're also, I think that you guys are very different, and yet you guys are really good friends.
Yeah.
So you were mentioning that you have friends. Sarah is very similar to you.
And I have the same boots as Sarah. I'm wearing them right now.
Well, I don't think the differences are usually things like boots, but... But no, it's really good to find people who are good at things that you're not. Like my wife is very different from me, and I'm glad. And our marriage works really good because we're different. And we respect each other being different, and then we work together. And all great partnerships are like that. You have to be partnered and work with other people. So you have to look for those people. For example, did you guys know that before we did this podcast, Miss Rachel had this whole outline of everything that we were going to do? And then she sent it to me. And then she said, okay, now where could we add some funny voice characters? And I looked at it and I said, well, I can add this in here. And we went back and forth. And because we went back and forth, it was better. That's part of being different and working together.
So listeners, I would encourage and challenge you to think about your friends. Are they all people who are similar to you? And if you think that you need a friend who is different than you, who could help to make you better, that would be something that I would encourage you to pray about and ask God to bring you somebody who is different than you and will encourage and challenge you to become a better person.
Yes.
So thank you, listeners, for joining us for this episode of the Human Project for Kids podcast. We hope you learned a little something more about where your value comes from, the fact that you are valuable, and that we should celebrate the differences that each other has, especially the differences that we were created with and for. And we just encourage you to continue pursuing ways that you can use the things that you are talented at to love God and love other people. Girls, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you,
Do you want
Alice.
To say goodbye?
Bye. It was so fun to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Hopefully see you next time.
And if you are interested in learning more about the Human Project for Kids, you can find our books and more information at thehumanprojectforkids.ca. This podcast is produced by Apologetics Canada, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Jinx.